see? That's one reason why the game don't like me. Cause I hopped out front. Why you chillin' with Vicey? Why dot I'm pop boots be played. Bro, cut your first. They called me heavyweight. Man, I'm in the kick. Better go and get me space. Call me bluff, I let you clap first. Huh? Never been hit, but you could tell me it's bluff turn. Yeah, you could throw dirt, mine's just real. Yeah. Call you BBQ, you like the grill. Dancing parties, not the type to kill. Get homesick, talking you to time and jail.
We in the big thing. 10th game, we switch lanes and them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game.
Ball out. And we like to switch cars, switch chicks, switch phones. We like to switch broads. Who you know that's hard as us? If you wanna ride slow through your hood like a garbage truck, my team hard to trust, cause you know it's money first. First money, getting money on the first. My flow dope, and I ain't talking about the stuff you do, man. I'm talking about that crack that I spit up in the booth. And I don't know you, dude. Don't try to play me. I throw bodies in the air like humans do frisbee. Fools used to tell me that I'm a problem with more heat for blackouts like J Lo's album. I'ma show you how I'ma get you now, like 50. Then after that, put slugs in your 5950. You must be silly if you think you messing with why. I ain't talking scrapping when I say I'ma shoot five. You saw first with the nine behind me. I like to grind, just like Jamaican party.
We in a big thing. 10th game, we switch lanes in them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game. We in the big thing. 10th game, we switch lanes in them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game.
I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen, about that small thing that occurred just now. The internet went down on me, so I do apologize for that. But we're back to our regular scheduling program. Let me start my intro off again. Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money. I want to thank y'all all for tuning in to the GQ Palace Radio Show. This evening, before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, tonight is the first episode of GQ Palace Radio. On this show, it consists of three segments that I will be presenting to you every Friday from 6 to 8. First, we will have the GQ General Question, where I will be interviewing a guest and their topic on the air, where you, the listeners, can call in and give your truth to the matter feedback. The call-in number is 646-200-3838. Then for the second segment, I will be interviewing an up-and-coming unsigned artist and playing two or three of their tracks on the air and finding out what their next step is towards the music industry. After that, for the last segment of the show, I will be interviewing some hottest DJs and biggest performers that's out right now, as well as some special guest appearances. Tonight, we have Ms. Keisha Roundtree from the Bronx here to discuss the GQ General Question. So call in, give your truth to the matter feedback on the topic. Once again, the call-in number is 646-200-3838. Then we have Mike J., the R&B singer from Atlanta, here to talk about his soon-to-be-released single titled GMS. So make sure you stay tuned to hear some of his music, exclusive tracks that's played here first on the GQ Palace Radio Show. And for my special guest appearance for tonight, we have two of the hottest pioneers in the building, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, here to tell us what's been going on with them since Duda James. So stay right there, because when we'll be back, Ms. Roundtree and her general question after this intermission. GQ Palace, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
On myself, live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murder. Me in the G450, I might murder. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale, got five passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going to fail. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs, you ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house, got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. De Jamaica, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes,
with no benefits. Not bad, huh? Put some immigrants through your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you? Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach, drop a cigarette. What we're overdue. Jay is chilling. Yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lane. Lord, we let them accept the things they can't change. The rate that all of their pain be champagne.
Once again, I do apologize for that technical difficulty that happened earlier. But welcome back to the GQ Palace radio show. And with me right now, I have Ms. Keisha Roundtree. Thank you for joining us tonight. Keisha, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone.
How are you doing, Keisha?
I am okay, Rich. I was just dancing in the background, thinking I'm in a party.
All right. That's how we want it to be. That's how exactly how we want it to be. Now, before we get started on the topic, why don't you tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
Okay. Well, I'm Keisha. I'm from the Bronx. Very quiet, some type shy person. Cool person to be with. Just like to hang and have a good time. That's me from the Bronx, Keisha.
So that's a good thing. That's really a good thing. All right, so now what I want you to do for me is let the people know your GQ general topic for this evening.
Okay, well, my topic that I decided to choose is, do you think of a female carrying condom is marriage material? So
wow.
I want to get your
kinda
input
like a...
on this.
You sound like you got a little float there for a minute.
So
you got a little shut for a minute. No,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, Dons and Divas, the lines are now open. Call in 646-200-3838 and give your comments and thoughts on Keisha's general question. But Keisha, I noticed, we got a little Facebook thing going on. You also be doing a party thing, right?
Yes, I have some friends who are having, parties coming up, and actually there's one tomorrow at the Paradise Theater in the Bronx. It's a masquerade black tie event. So tickets are $25, so anybody interested, just hit me up.
Okay.
Get up rich.
Okay. Do we have a caller on the line? If we have a caller on the line, please put them through. Caller. State your name and where you're from. Well, I guess we don't have a caller on the line.
Hello?
So anyway, Keisha. Oh, hello. We do have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yes. All right.
Hey,
state your name and where you're from.
Roro from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, hey, Roro.
Oh, hi,
how
Roro.
You doing?
Hey, y'all.
All right. Keisha's topic is, do you consider a female to be a wife material that walks around with condoms? How do you feel about that?
Yes, because I do consider her to be wife material because the condoms might be for a child. It don't necessarily have to be for her.
Well, I mean,
so that
that's...
go both ways.
I mean, yeah, but I mainly think she's talking about the female in this specific subject. But me personally, I don't feel a woman is wifey material that walks around with condoms in their bag.
But it all depends on, I have teenage kids. So if I walk around with some condoms, and I'm married, because if I walked around with some condoms, you bet your bottom dollar it'd be even for a teenage kid that want to get their groove on, because my children have a lot of friends that need to use the beach. All honest women should, but all of them ain't honest. Some of them carry condoms just to get their groove on.
So,
I see in some cases.
Okay, well, everybody got their own opinion. Now, I think I have another caller on the line. What we're going to do, we're going to keep this flowing right now. Do I have another caller on the line?
Yes, you do.
Okay. State your name and where you're from.
This is Boss Lady Baby, and I'm from where I be.
From where you
from?
Okay,
okay,
Boss
please.
Lady. What? This is state for where she be. All right. What's your opinion on the situation of the females that's wifey material with condoms in their bag?
I feel like there's nothing wrong with it. It's safe sex if she decides to. I don't think you should put a quota on it, because what's wrong with men carrying condoms in their wallets? Are they husband material just because they carry condoms in their wallet? And then, like Rose said, you know, it might be for safety reasons, you know, when you have young people, you know, trying to do safe sex, you know, not supporting it, but, you know, you want to make sure that they're safe.
Right. So, so the females can walk around with condoms just to give a helping hand to the teenagers who's out there doing something.
And not
that's
only
why.
That,
well, see,
and not only
wait,
that.
Wait. No. See, now y'all trying to change the story around here. We were talking about the female with the condoms in the bag. Now, how y'all get from that female giving condoms to the kids? Is those condoms for the female, or are they for the kids?
No, that's my question to Robo.
Oh, okay.
What was the question directed to me?
The question that I'm asking is that, okay, so the females that are walking around with condoms are they wifey material? We switch from that to carrying the condoms just in case a teenage needs them.
I mean,
so, in other words, Roro, if you walking around with condoms, do you consider yourself to be wifey material?
I mean, if I did, yeah. If I was a single woman, basically is what you're asking, if I was a single woman carrying condoms around?
Okay, yeah, a single woman.
If I was a single woman carrying condoms around, I could be considered wife material for the simple fact I'm trying to protect myself transmitting anything to the man that I'm going to marry. Just because we're not married still gives me the right to do what I want to do, which would be my business, but, you know, that's just to go say, you know, single women can do what they want to do, but a woman who protects themselves gets a lot of respect from me.
My opinion on that is I think a female that walks around with condoms in her bag is either looking for something, she expecting to get into something, or she hoping that she get into something. Because my personal opinion is, I don't feel like a female should actually be walking with condoms in their bag if they feel they wifey material. Because if my wife was to walk around with condoms in her bag, it would be a really bad situation.
She said single. She didn't say wife. She said single.
I truly understand that. You know, regardless of the fact, if a female is walking with condoms, I believe personally she's looking for something. I don't think she's going to carry condoms around to go to a school and say, here's a condom for you. I can't see that. I'm sorry. I can't see that. If she got them in her bag, she got them for a reason.
So if a teenage kid came up to you and said, I really want to do this, girl, but I have no condom, or came up to your lady and had no condom, it would be a crime for the lady to give a condom, even though, because a lot of people need condoms to have sex. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? So if I got one to give, I'm gonna pass it on. But if I'm told in my pocketbook to get my groove on, by all means, I'm going to get my groove on. So like you said, you're either looking for something or trying to get into something, or that's no doubt. If you carry condoms, that's what you're trying to do. But it's a respectable way to do it. If you carry condoms, you're respecting yourself and the person that you are mating with.
Okay, that's understandable. Right now we have another caller on the line. I want to bring that caller in, too. I want to bring that caller in, too, to hear what they got to say also. You understand? Okay. Hello, caller, you on the line?
Hello.
Yes, state your name and where you from.
Hello.
State your name and where you're from. I hear a lot of noise in the background on somebody's line.
It's probably my line. I'm on the train. This is Deborah from the Midwest.
Oh,
hi,
Deborah. How you doing, Deborah?
I'm doing just fine. I couldn't hear much of the conversation, but what I do want to say is that it shows responsibility.
Exactly.
Okay. But you know what? I need some males on this line right now because I got too many females going up against me. So I need some males to call in when they get a chance, 646-200-3838. And ladies, I am not copping the plea. I just don't want to get on all y'all at one specific time. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. I don't want to get on everybody at the same time. So I want some males to call in so they can have their shot at breaking this situation down with y'all about this topic. Because I really don't believe a female with condoms in her bag is wifey material. I really don't. I don't. You could say it's responsibility. You could say it's safe sex. You could say she wanted to give it to somebody. But my personal opinion is she got it in there. And especially if she going to a club, she got them in there because she's planning on getting something going on
okay.
Tonight.
Rich, let me say this. Does a woman with four kids, is she wifey material? Or the woman without kids that showed a little responsibility that said, hey, I'm not going to have four different baby daddies or two different or one. I'm going to make sure that I take care of myself and protect myself against all diseases and going to court for trying to collect child support for children that men didn't want.
Well, okay. You went on a whole totally different subject. You don't jump off the building.
We're talking about wifey material. That's wifey material.
Okay, but I understand the wifey material, but she went from the wifey material to the female having four kids to the child support. So I'm trying to figure out why they are safe.
If you don't carry them, then you have all the other issues that fall in line with it. Mm-hmm. So, a woman carrying a condom is, to me, I'm thinking, hey, that's the one. I want the one that don't care. I don't want her. If I was a man, I wouldn't want the one that didn't carry him.
So, Rich, can I turn a question on you, Rich?
Oh, go ahead. You know, I knew that was coming up soon anyway. I knew that was coming, so go ahead. You know.
Okay, so you meet the female. She's carrying condoms, and then she becomes wifey material. So you, because she's not wifey material. Hey,
no.
What?
If I meet that female, right? And something happened that night and she got condoms? No, I don't consider her wifey material. I consider her hit and play. That's it. That is no wifey material. I'm sorry, I just don't. You know, everything in life is a double standard towards females. I understand that. But personally, if a female is out and she's doing something and she got that condom in that bag, that means she was expecting something. And in my situation, if that wasn't happening, no. And she's not wifey material, not to me. And she's not going to be wifey material. And
what if, and this is boss lady talking, so you understand.
Oh, Lord,
what,
boss lady.
That boss lady. What if
Lord.
It has absolutely nothing to do with, like, her care? She could have had the condoms in her bag. And what if she didn't want to hit you, give you none that night? But she just had it in her bag. Her morals might be better than that. You know what I'm saying? Not giving you none that night. And then on top of that, she might not think that your husband material because you either got condoms in your wallet or you want to hit it that night.
There you go. Just like a female. Switching it over to the male. You see? You know
what? This male don't want to take responsibility. And it's like butter, baby.
Oh, it's like butter, baby. All right.
Like butter, baby.
Okay, Red, so the tables have slipped that way. So what do you say about that?
What? Excuse me?
The tables have slipped that way.
Was that Roro?
No, it's Keisha.
Oh, okay, Keisha. Go ahead. Because, you know, you've been kind of quiet, and this is your topic. You know, so I want you to get up in this. Because I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, so what boss lady just said, tables are turned now. So she comes with condoms and she's not willing to give nothing up. But however, you came with condoms and expected something from her. Her morals.
Personally, I'm going to ask her, what is she doing with the condoms? Because I know she don't got them in a bag for nothing.
She has them in her bag because this is 2011 and there's such a thing called protection against yourself.
You know,
responsibility.
Okay. You know, we have another caller on the line. I want them to bring this other caller in, too, because we're going to get a party line going. I don't care how many females. Until I get a guy going on, we're going to get a party line going up there. Put the other caller through on the line. Hello, caller, you there?
Sure.
State your name and where you're from.
This is T-Rock in Philly, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Hey,
Oh,
I'm lining up on you, Rich.
I can get another male in here for you if you want me to. Do you need another man? Bring him in, T.
Go get a man and bring him in for me, please.
Yo, what's up, man?
Okay, state your name and where you from.
Yo, I'm Jerry.
Jerry? What's going on, Jerry? Okay, we have a situation going on here, Jerry. I'm glad I got another man on the scene.
That's what's up.
Now, the situation is the females on this specific line right now, we're trying to find out, do you consider a female to be wifey material that walks around with condoms in their bag?
Yeah, it should be a wife material because, let me tell you, I ain't trying to catch nothing, okay? Don't bring me nothing that you ain't leave with.
Jerry just switched on me. He don't work with the female.
That's right, Jerry. That's right.
That's what's up, Jerry.
Jerry just went with the female. You know what? It could be a million to one, but my opinion stays the same.
Wait a minute. I want to really know. No. It's my turn now.
Okay,
actually,
who's that?
Are we talking about? Hello.
Who's
hello?
That?
T.
Yeah.
No, that's not me.
So who line is on?
I don't know who's ringing.
Somebody's phone is ringing on the line.
Hello.
Somebody's phone is ringing.
Yo.
Oh, that's all,
dude. Oh, I got a guy on the line.
Yeah.
It's Mike J.
Mike J.
What's good with y'all?
What's good?
Everybody laughing.
They got to know what Mike.
Because he been crying for a man to get on the line.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So, Mike, I don't know whether, you know, she put you on the line or what's going on. But since I got you on this line right now, even though I know you're my next guest coming up, which is good, so I want you to just stay on this line with me right now. The situation that's going on is, I'm the only male on this line right now. And I got five or six females on here, Mike.
I got your back then.
My man. The question is, do you consider a female to be wifey material that walks around with condoms in their bag?
Wow.
Like, you want me to answer that?
Yo,
yes.
Mike,
unless,
you know.
Man, unless she's doing some type of missionary public service announcement, working for any type of AIDS clinic, I don't know, but I'm just saying, when I meet my wife, I'm not trying to see her pull out a whole bunch of boxes of Trojan Magnums or anything. I'm not trying to see that.
Exactly.
I support safe sex, though, but that's, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's good. But a wife of a children is not going to walk around with condoms in a bag. I'm sorry.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Ladies,
I'm Keisha from the Bronx. Mike. So you meet this female inside a club or even outside on the street somewhere, walking, you so happen to go with somewhere with her, and she don't have condoms, but you do. You don't get any. Do you still consider her wifey material?
I mean, just I'm speaking from my that's not something I'm trying to see a female have on her. Now, you know, see, what's supposed to happen is if something like that is supposed to happen or go down, I would rather for the female be like, wait, do you ask me if I got some or I got to go to the store or something? But I'm not trying to, because that just sends off the wrong vibe, like you already ready for anybody. Like, I'm not trying
not
to see
necessarily.
That.
No.
No, no.
Why else would you need them?
You should want a woman. Honestly, why wouldn't you want a woman? Do you want a woman to just up and just be like, okay, let's raw dog it? What you want to do?
Why is she walking with condoms in her bag? That's the question.
2011. Like I said, it's too much out here.
So,
you know,
understanding. I feel like, you know, all right, a female that's not ready for marriage or whatever walks with condoms in her bag. A female that's ready for marriage, is ready to settle down, ready to have a family, should not be walking with condoms in her bag. Let me put it like that.
So it's only
exactly.
Man that's right here, and this is boss lady talking again.
What?
I got a four carrying on my finger. Dude ain't getting nothing until we tie the knot. But I got condoms in my bag. What you say about that?
So why do you need them then? If you holding out and you waiting to get married, why do you need them? Why waste the time to even buy them? If you only know that you're gonna be married, If you only know that you're gonna be married to this, you want to be married to this one man or gonna be married to this one man, so you shouldn't even be worrying about having condoms because you ain't worried about having sex with nobody else.
Because if I do decide to get him some, since he's gonna be my future husband, then like I'm not gonna do it with him. You know what I'm saying? Until. I'm not
gonna
go
grow. I mean, ladies, from a male perspective, I'm letting y'all know what the males are saying. You know, I mean, that's how we look at it.
Do that for me.
So, in other words, you men would say that's a hoe walking around, right?
I wouldn't say she's a hoe. No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't. Go ahead.
I wouldn't say a hoe. She's half from it. But I want to thank you for taking the time out to join us this evening. Keisha, is there any shout-outs you want to give out before, you know, the end of the segment?
Basically just, you know, everybody that's going to be a party at the Paradise Theater in the Bronx, it's a masquerade black tie ball fair, tickets are $25. You can hit up Rich or hit the GQ family on Facebook, and I can take it from there.
Yay.
All right. Mike, you still there?
Yep. Yeah, I'm here, man. Okay. I'm listening.
I want you to stay on the line. You understand? I don't want you to move, all right? All right.
Cool.
Coming up next, I got Mike J. That's already on the line
Mike
from Atlanta, the R&B singer, to tell us about his soon-to-be-released GMS single. Before we bring him out to interview the rest of him of what he has to say on this part of the show, which, you know, I thank you for coming on to help me out at this specific moment. You know, you're going to play a track off of your CD called I'm Ready, all right?
Yo,
is that cool with you,
let's
Mike?
Get it. Yeah, that's all what's
right.
up. Let's play.
All right, so we're going to play this track from Mike G, the R&B singer, I'm Ready. GQ, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Where you at, Mike? Okay, let's go. When I wake up and think of you, it's just you and I, but that don't equal two. I'm only myself with you on my side. I'm going to tell you this, looking in your eyes.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you know I'm ready for you.
I'm ready. It's your boy Mike.
I'm
ready.
Yeah.
The R&B.
I'm
the
ready.
R&B center.
Let go.
Shout out to you.
Oh,
right, y'all. Welcome back to GQ Palace Radio. Once again, I'd like to thank Ms. Keisha Roundtree for her, you know, general question of the week. And with me right now, I have Mike J, the R&B singer. Welcome to the show. Mike,
what's
are you
good
there?
With you? Yeah, I'm here. What's good with you? What's good with you, New York?
What's going on, Mike?
GQ, what's
now, you got an excuse. No, you got an excuse, You know, some things right now aren't exactly perfect. This is the first show, so we had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. So I really do apologize for that. You know, I apologize to Keisha Roundtree because we didn't have as much time as we supposed to have to talk about her general topic, you know?
And I must add that y'all got to do a part two to that because that was a good question. Keisha, she was on with that question.
It was. You know, I enjoyed myself with it. And I want to thank everybody that called in and joined in on the topic also. But, Mike, before we get into that track we just heard, why don't you tell the audience a little something about yourself?
What's up, man? It's your boy, Mike J, the R&B singer, S-A-N-G-A, you know, from Atlanta, Georgia, born in Alexandria, Louisiana, but, you know, been in Atlanta since I was 5 and, you know, been on the music grind, you know, for a very, very, very long time and grinding real hard and not giving up on my dream. And, you know, now I see the light at the end of the tunnel, how you know, doors are opening and, you know, things are looking on the up and up. So, you know, I'm still about the grind, ready to work even harder, man.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing for you. You know, always stay on that grind, you know what I'm saying? It's all about getting that paper, too, you know?
Oh, man, I'm on my grown man shit, man.
I hear you. We're going to talk about that. We definitely going to talk about that. You know, but right now, I want to talk about that track, I'm Ready. What inspired you to write that track?
Man, the ladies actually inspired me, to write that particular record. Nowadays, you know, when you listen to music, you're always hearing about, you know, males, talking about, I want to do this with a female, I want to do that, it's always on some sexual stuff, which is cool, because, you know, your boy Mike J love the ladies, you know, but at the same time, the record I'm Ready is pretty much letting a female know, you know, I'm 100% man, and I'm looking for me, you know what I'm saying, a 100% woman. I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? But I'm ready.
Yeah.
So that's what inspired me to write that. And I'm when I say I'm ready, I don't want the ladies to get it confused. I mean, I'm ready emotionally. I'm ready physically. You know what I mean? I'm ready sexually. You know what I mean? I'm ready.
Break it down all ways, forms, and directions. Right, Mike?
Right. You feel me? So, you know, that's why I wrote that record.
Now, let me ask you something, right? I know you was a backup singer for Nate Walker, you know, Karen Clark, and also Keisha Cole, right?
Right. That's exactly
all right.
That's how. Yeah.
What was that like working with them?
Oh man, well I'm gonna tell you, man, it's a lot of people. You know, they see the artist and they think that, you know, everything just pops up. You know, that artist is just right there, but what they fail to realize that there's a whole team, a whole network of people working behind that artist that a lot of times, people don't either pay credit to or they know about. But it takes, you know what I'm saying, when you go to a concert, you know, you got people that's working, such as the band members, the backup singers, anywhere from the, you know, house lighting or whatever. So being behind the scenes, a lot of the time I get to see a lot of the stuff that people, that a lot of the fans don't get the chance to see. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
all right.
Awesome opportunity. I'm going to tell you, man, Keisha Cole is an awesome person. To, you know, sing back and forth, to work with Nate Walker, which is a Grammy Award winning writer who's responsible. He got a Grammy for Blame It on the Alcohol, Jamie Foxx. So shout out to Nate Walker.
Okay.
That's my partner as well. Yeah, that's my partner as well. So, you know, so it's a lot of hard work, a lot of rehearsals, a lot of traveling, a lot of touring. But I always take notes, you know, and I learn from them because I know one day I'm going to have that opportunity, you know, to have that platform, which is starting to happen now. And so, you know, it was a great learning experience.
Yeah, that's a good attitude to have because, you know, not everybody, but some people feel they don't want to take notes because they know all about the music industry and what's going on. You know,
right.
All magazines ain't right. I'm sorry I have to say that, but all magazines ain't correct, you know.
No. Oh,
but that's a good attitude to have, you know.
Yeah, you should never get to a place where you can't learn no more.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, I want to go back, you know, into your childhood. You understand? You know, knowing the fact that you didn't know your father, you was in and out of foster homes, you was in prison. Do you feel like that made you a stronger individual that you are today?
I think it did. I think it did. You know, I live by this creed that God will never put no more on you than you can bear. And I know, you know, people say that that's just, you know, a scripture in the Bible, that's just a cliche. But in actuality, it's true. He will never put no more on you than you can bear. Now, at the time that you're going through whatever you're going through, like when I was growing up and I was being shifted from foster home to foster home, and I would go home and then we would get beat, and then they would come take us again, and you know what I mean? My real father was never there, so I obviously I'm still here today. So at that time, I didn't think I was going to make it through. I could have lost my mind, could have, you know what I'm saying, could have did
exactly.
anything. And, but what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So now I'm stronger than what I was, and so now when I see people going through that, or when I see people, you know what I'm saying, hurting or without their father or in foster care, I'm that voice to let them know you can make it. You still can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And you can do it better.
Exactly. I really understand that point that you're making right there. And there's a lot of things, you know, what don't make it, it definitely make you stronger in certain situations, you understand? And you know what, I applaud you considering the fact of what you've been through in your childhood to the adults you came out to be today. I really do applaud you, you understand?
Exactly.
And that's from the heart. That's real talk right there, you know?
I appreciate it, bro.
Now, let's talk about this single you have about to release, GMS.
Man, let me tell you. Man, listen, the record, for y'all that do not know, the record is called GMS, and it actually stands for Grown Man Shit. Now, the reason why I have to subname the record GMS is a simple reason. I still got respect for my mama, and, you know, when I talk to my mama, I don't want to be like, Mama, I got this new record called Grown Man Shit. You know what I mean? I'm still a little, I got a little old school in me where I don't curse around my parents. You feel me?
Oh,
you know, man, my mother.
Yeah.
So I had to come up with something else. So, but you know, GMS is actually catching on, man. And the funny thing about that record, I wrote that record when I was out exercising on the track. I had already heard, you know, the music in my head, and I had my earphones and stuff on. So I'm running, jogging on the track, and that's when it came to me. Like, it's like, because whatever your goal is, whatever your hustle is, I don't care if you in high school, if you're in college. Whatever you're trying to do, I don't care if you're hustling on the corner. You know what I mean? Whatever you do, do it well and be on your grown man shit. You know what I mean? So, you know, I do my music. They're nice when I don't sleep, literally. Like, I've been doing
sleep.
Not saying that that's good, but I'm on my grown man shit. I'm allergic to being broke. You feel me? So,
I hear you.
Allergic. So I'm trying to
ain't
get
no
and I
sickness
no
worse
respect.
Than that.
Exactly.
Ain't no sickness worse than that.
Man, it's terrible. Man, and I was listening. Go ahead.
So go ahead, finish. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Nah, so I was on the track, jogging, running. I was like, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm getting money popping bottles now. Shit. That's how I literally wrote that record. For real.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And
oh, okay.
By the time I got back to the studio, you know what I'm saying, I already had the track to it or whatever, and we laid it down. DGP, shout out to Team DGP, Donnie Get It Poppin', who actually engineered that particular record for me. So, I mean, whatever you do it well. Be on it, man. Don't give up on your dreams. I don't care if you're a police officer. I don't care if you're the dope man. Be on your grown man shit and do it well.
Yeah. That's for all y'all young guys that think y'all on y'all grown man shit. I don't think y'all are. But let me ask you this. Why you pick that specific track to put out first?
Well, it's, I'm glad you asked that question. There was actually going to be two other records that was going to be put out first. As a matter of fact, you're going to play one of them a little later on called Lost Your Number. That was going to be my first single. But I didn't want to come out with Lost Your Number first. I didn't want to put that out first for the simple reason I wanted to, even though everybody can relate to Lost Your Number, for the simple reason GMS speaks more to me, speaks more to me and of me where I am right now in my life. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's the reason why I chose, you know what I'm saying, grown men shit, because I'm not a kid no more. You know what I'm saying? And when I was a child, I did childish things. But, you know, as I got older, I had to put away childish things and get on my grown man shit. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I feel you.
And that's where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? I can't continue to make excuses because, you know, you only live one time. And I refuse to die with all of this music inside of me. And so in order for that to happen, I have to man up and I have to get on my grown man shit to make these things happen and take control of my own destiny, and that's what's happening right now. Grown men take control of their destiny.
All right. I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of knowledge going on to this music industry to be such a, you know, I'm going to say young age compared to me, if you understand, because that's the way I see
yeah,
it. You understand?
I'm still in my 20s,
you know,
lady. So
I'm not old, but I ain't young either. You understand?
Yeah.
I still got my little swag going on here and there, you know.
Yeah.
I still got a little swag here and there. Now, let me ask you something.
You're my big brother.
Yeah, no, I'm always going to be there. It's nothing but love. You know that, Mike.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you. I know you was in a 2011 ATL Entertainment Award for the category of Hottest Male Artist / Performer.
Right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you let the listeners know a little bit about that award show and how they could, like, put in their votes to nominate for you for that category?
Most definitely. Let me tell you, this is probably one of the most important things that is happening in my life right now. You know what I mean? In the making. Atlanta, you know, I'm in Atlanta. So Atlanta is one of the major music hubs for hip-hop and R&B music. And as you know, 2 weeks ago we had the BET Hip Hop Awards here, which is here every year. And, you know, after the BET Hip Hop Awards, which is on November the 12th, is the ATL 2011 Entertainment Awards, in which I had the honor of being nominated in the category of Best Male, Hottest Male Performer / Artist. And so I need everybody who's listening to vote. This is one of those situations where it could possibly make or break you.
Mm-hmm.
But don't kill me, only makes me stronger. But to be even to just be nominated for this particular event is an honor. So it's going to be this year in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Georgia World Congress Center, November the 12th. And I'm also booked to perform at that event as well. So I need everybody's support. If you can, go to ATLS, Hottest, HOTTEST. Again, that's ATLshottest.com. And just click on vote here. Scroll down, click on the ballot. It'll say ballot vote here. And, you know, find my category and vote, man.
Okay. We definitely going to support that. You understand? We definitely going to get you out there, you know, give you that whole support team and everything else, you know? Now, what I want to know here is, you know, you did backup singing for some big names in the industry, right?
Right.
Now, but you also opened up shows for some big names, like Neo, Naughty by Nature. How was that going on stage to, you know, seeing that crowd like that, knowing you got these big celebrities coming on after you?
Let me tell you, that is the most nerve-wracking experience, you know what I'm saying, you can go through when you are going on stage literally right before icons, you know, in a game such as Naughty by Nature. You know, those are hip-hop icons, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And for me to actually go on stage and perform before them, again, that's just an honor. Neo is the homie. I opened up for him at Alexandria at the Budweiser Fest, and it was an amazing experience. Also, Carrie Hilson and Lloyd, and to walk out in front of 15,000 people, that's, you know what I'm saying, screaming. They know you, but they don't know you. It's an experience that you can get addicted to. You feel me? But
yeah, exactly.
It makes you work so hard. It makes you, because you want to get to that place of where people respect your music and love your music, you know what I'm saying, for what it is. And to be honest, after I performed, you know, Neo called me back out on stage and was just like, man, you did your thing, and, he, you know, kind of was like, man, salute to you. And that, for me, was like one of the most biggest things that I've ever, you know what I'm saying, kind of experienced in my life. But it's nerve-wracking, but it makes you realize that you are within reach of your dream, and that's what it, you know, it does for me. And, you know, I continue to learn, continue to strive, continue to take notes whenever I'm out anywhere, networking with anybody. I take notes. I'm always learning. I'm never to the place where I can't learn nothing.
All right. I understand that, Mike. But you know what?
Yes,
this is what I want to do, all right? I want all the Dons and Divas to know that the phone lines are open right now. What we're about to do, we're about to get in that new single that's about to be released by Mike J, the R&B singer, called The Number One. It's called GMS. The number to call in is 646-200-3838. Don't forget to put your votes in. And now GMS is the fire. It's fire. You know what I'm saying? This track is really fire. So I want y'all to really listen to this track, because what he's talking about right now is a straight up club banger. Remember where you heard it first? It was on GQ Palace, Love Entertainment Radio. It's butter, baby.
It's your boy Mike J, the R&B singer. Get up, go to club. Yeah, we popping bottles and throwing the dollars up. And VIP, I'll hit it.
I gotta apologize to the callers right now, you know, for speeding through that, you know, talking situation I just did. But Mike, that track is something serious.
That's a straight club banger.
It's a straight club banger. Where did you come up with that title and the aspect of that track?
Say it one more time.
Where did you come up with the title and the aspect of that track?
Man, again, the grown man shit, man. It was one of those records where you know, I'm trying to do music, and everybody else is, you know, that's doing music is trying to do music, man. And the whole concept, like I was saying before, it's one of those concepts where I'm striving so hard, and I want to see my dream actually come to pass. I want to see my dream actually happen. But in order for that to happen, you know what I'm saying, you gotta stay focused. And grown men stay focused. Grown men make shit happen. Grown men take control of their destiny. So, you know, I like to have a good time. I like to party. I like, you know what I'm saying, I love the ladies. But in order for me to be going out and, you know, balling and stuff, I got to at some point be on my grown man shit. You know what I mean?
I feel you. So
that's where I came up with the concept for the record.
I feel you. You know what? We have a caller on the line. You know to talk to you, Mike. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Caller, state your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Deborah again from the Midwest.
Okay. You have a question for Mike?
Yes. First, I'd like to say congratulations on your success and to let
you
know that dreams do come true.
Yes, they do. Thank you so much.
And also, I wanted to ask you, do you do any mentoring to some of the kids considering your past and everything, and let them know that their dreams can come true too?
Oh, man, I'm good. That's one of the best questions that I've actually heard, and the answer to that is absolutely yes. You know, only thing you have to do is, you know, hit me up at MikeJMusic@gmail.com and my management team. And, of course, you know what I'm saying, you have to. You always have to give back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me to go through what I went through at that particular time it would only make sense if I gave back. It would only make sense to, you know, keep some of the younger brothers or even sisters from making some of the same mistakes, you know what I mean, that I did, to let them know that you ain't got to go down that path. And God, again, like I said, God does not make mistakes. So when he takes you through something, takes you to something, what happens is he's doing it for a reason. You know, I didn't make all of my mistakes for no reason. You know what I mean? Just it happens so that I can become maybe a father figure or maybe a big brother to somebody else out there.
That's right. I'm glad to hear that. Maybe you should reach out to some of the Boys and Girls Clubs and give them your website and let them know that they can look you up.
That's definitely some good advice.
All right.
Thank you,
good
Deborah.
Luck to you. Good luck to you.
Make sure you go and vote for me now.
I'll make sure my children
put that vote in.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you for calling, Deborah.
All right.
Do we have another call on the line?
Yes, you do.
Okay, state your name and where you're from.
This is Boss Lady, and I'm where I be.
Oh, Boss Lady's back. Do you have a question for Mike?
Because
actually, you actually the one who got me introduced to Mike,
yes,
Boss Lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mikey is my Twinkie. That's my Twinkie.
You know what's up,
Twinkie? Wait a
That's
minute, guys. The Twinkie, okay. Well,
yeah,
what question do you have any, you know, advice to give Mike right now? You know, something you prefer to say to him?
He knows that from day one, I've always had his back, you know, 100%. And we talk a lot, so he already knows that whatever he needs, he can call me, and, you know, I'm on it. He knows that I got mad love for him, and actually when we connected and I heard GMS, my son was actually in the room doing the Dougie, and he had me on the conference phone, and everybody heard me, and they just busted out laughing, you know. But I actually got linked to Mike through Nicki Minaj, so, you know, that's how we came about, and we've been, you know, tight as glue since then. So he already knows I got his back, and, you know, it is what it is.
You know, speaking of Nicki Minaj, you know, Mike, speaking of Nicki Minaj, it was a track, wasn't it? I think it was Keep On Grinding that got you, you know, in
right,
the creative Nicki Minaj.
The name of the record was actually called, it's called Keep On Grinding. It's actually a positive record. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a positive record, and they just tell people it doesn't matter what people say. keep on grinding. Don't let nobody get in your way. Keep on grinding. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it's pretty much the message to haters. I think that a lot of the times people give haters too much credit, you know what I mean, and too
yeah.
much time. So that's why I did the record, because somebody actually had told me, they was like, man, you ain't going to make it, man. I mean, what, you 26 now, and you ain't, you know what I mean? Like, you done missed your time, but, you know, God does everything, like I say, in time. And so that's why I did that record, you know what I mean? Instead of retaliating negative, I just took my feelings and turned it into an artistic way, not knowing that Nicki Minaj would actually hear the record, comment on the record, and actually love the record, because she said a lot of people aren't putting out positive music now, and that's one of the things that that turn her on to the record. And I mean, it's a dope record anyway. So I mean, it could play in the club, it could play at church. I mean, it's just that type
yeah.
of record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a club. It's definitely a club banger, like I said. I think it'll kill the clubs out here in New York. Because, you know, it will definitely kill the clubs out here in New York. Because that's what they all about out here, popping bottles and, you know. So that specific track, that single right there is definitely going to kill New York out here. You understand?
That's what's up. Shout out to New York, man. Manhattan, the Bronx, everywhere.
Now, Mike, let me ask you. You had a little, you know, I ain't going to say a situation, but it was like something going on with your name at some point.
But I'm
Mike
not too sure. Yeah, well, people kind of got it a little confused, but you have to understand, and this is what I think a lot of people don't understand about the music business, the music industry. Whenever you are making moves and whenever you know, are becoming known to not just your city but other people across the country, you got to understand you got a lot of other people that are out there that's going to try to tear your name down. So, you know, there's going to be rumors, which I've even heard rumors of, you know what I'm saying, me and DeAndre are from So-So Def already, and it's just like, wow. Like, so I try not to pay it no attention, but I am Mike J, the R&B singer, and there is another Mike J out there, Mike J, and he goes by
mm-hmm.
Mike J, the writer. But again, my name is copyrighted. So, you know, I just...
You make sure you got that copyright for him, which is a good thing, because, you know, some people like they, you know, there's a lot of people out here that like to steal identities and everything, you know, get credit
yeah,
for something
yeah.
they didn't do. You understand? So at least you got that R&B singer in the back of it anyway. You understand? But
yeah.
it's good you got your name copywritten, you know?
Right, definitely, man. You got to always handle your business side of the music. Or else, I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, I do music just to do music. Yeah, but if you want your music to take care of it, you got to handle the business side of it. And if you don't handle
exactly.
the business side of it, what's going to happen is you're going to look back years from now and still be broke.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But we have another call on the line. Send that caller through. Hello, caller, you there?
What's going on? You can hear me?
State your name and where you from.
Yeah, what's good? This is Doc Kim. I'm actually from New York, Yonkers. What's
yeah,
good,
what's
Shaq?
What's going on?
What's going on, Sam? Hey, what's going on? Yo, Mike,
yo,
Sam, listen. I wanted everybody to actually voice their opinion before I even get on. Your song
yeah.
is crazy, fam. Your song, GMS,
yeah.
is on fire,
yeah.
my dude. Yo, Kay, I just want to say congratulations on your single. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to my man, you know what I'm saying, Money, you know what I'm saying, Rich Money, you know, a.k.a. Big Shot. Yo, congratulations on your radio show, man. Yo, you're doing
well,
good
you know,
things, man.
Part of this team. Die is actually part of the GQ family, you understand? He's on a general question page. He's part of GQ Palace. You understand? So Dye is part of the GQ family. You know?
What's his name on there?
My name is Doc Kim.
Doc Kim.
You hear me? Yeah, Doc Kim. Mike, your name is Mike J, right? Doc Kim.
Yeah, I'm Mike J, the R&B singer. Or if you're on Twitter, y'all follow me on Twitter at Mike J Music. MIC, the letter J, Music. And I appreciate the compliment, Doc Kim, like, for real. We got a network,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, listen, no, this is a true story, man. We need a lot of brothers like you, man, because right now, you know what I'm saying, seem like these songs is going left with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the days, I'm an 80 baby, you know what I'm saying, 70, 80 babies, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Songs back in the days was all about, you know what I'm saying, a message, you know what I'm saying, something that represents something. And I was definitely feeling your answer when you said about a grown man-ish, you know what I'm saying? You're right. There's not a lot of grown men out here. Definitely not doing grown things, you know what I'm saying? And my question is to you, I want to ask you a question. What keep your inspiration? What would actually inspire you to keep on making positive music like this? Like, what's your inspiration?
Well, you know, that's a great question. People ask me that everywhere I go, and I love answering this question. But what inspires me, and I don't want people to be confused. There are days where I feel like giving up. There are days when I be like, man, this is just, you know, it's too much. But what inspires me, number one, is God. You know what I mean? He's the creator. You feel me? You know, a lot of times, you know, because people don't even know that I've been to prison, and I know Archie was going to even ask me that. People don't even know I've been to prison. But what happened was God had to literally sit me down, you know what I mean? And that was a dark period, you know what I'm saying, in my life, man. And I'm sure we'll get into that. But what pretty much inspires me is the actuality that there can be a better world, that there can be a lot of positive black men and a lot of positive, you know what I'm saying, black sisters out there. So if I can make my mark on the world, you know what I'm saying, before I die, then I try to do that. So at the end of the day, what inspires me is the fact that this is not about Mike J. This is about my music, but it's about the world, and it's about putting a positive message out there so that the next generation or even the generation right now can have positive lyrics to sing instead of all of this other, you know what I mean, crap that's spinning on the radio.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You hit it right on the nose, man. And like I said, we need more positive brothers like you. I'm saying they actually give out that message, because if you hit one person out of millions, that's enough. You hit somebody, you know what I'm saying? And by your constantly keep doing that, you know what I'm saying, and bringing forth music, you know what I'm saying, the symbolic positivity, believe me, you know what I'm saying? Keep it going, man. Keep the flow going. I definitely gonna support
you. If you're not busy, I want you to stay on the line, all right?
Yeah.
You busy, Doc?
Nah, I got you, fam.
I want you to stay on the line, because what we're going to do, we're going to play another track from Mike off his CD titled I Lost Your Number. So, Mike, before we get into that track, tell us a little bit about it.
Everybody can relate to this record, man. This record was supposed to be the actual number one single. And I'm going to tell you, out of all of my records, man, that I've written, this is the only record that I didn't write this particular record. Shout out to Jazzy, who's actually in the studio right now with Missy Elliott and Tim and Timlin in Miami. She actually wrote this record. But everybody can relate to this record. How many times have you been out to the club, anywhere, and you might be getting your drink on, you meet this young lady, and, you know, because you're tipsy or whatever, enjoying your drink, you know, you just, you know, y'all flirting, y'all exchange numbers, but then when you sober up, you be like, man, what the hell was I thinking? You know what I mean? So you may run into her later on down the line, or maybe at the same club, and she be like, well, why you ain't called me? And every man at some point in his life has told a chick, man, I'm sorry, baby, I lost your number. And so without further ado, this is the record right here, man.
Yes, we're going to drop this one time. It's called I Lost Your Number. GQ, baby. It's butter.
Oh, y'all going to move to this one, y'all. So fine. The lights are off in the club. Everybody looks the same. Thought I'd probably spend the shorty at the club. Let's just go rock, catch your boy on lane. Then she told me put a number in my phone. I did just that. But now it's like I'm having second thoughts when I see you in a flashlight. Scared free, don't know what to do with your number. Don't be mad when you see me. I know you are, but shouting at me. When she asked me why. It's a cold, cold game. I guess she got the right to be mad at me. Shouting, throwing dirt on my name. Saying I don't care about a woman's needs. Wait a minute, stop, don't do that. Cause I didn't call you, girl, don't mean I don't care. There's just too many numbers on my phone. But I don't.
then I deleted your number.
But don't be mad when you see me. I know you are, but shout it to me. When she asks me why,
fellas,
if you got it, you can blow your phone up. Just tell her.
I lost your number.
You thought a chick was looking good in the club. Just tell her.
I lost your number.
To my lady. If you're trying to be nice, take his number down just so we can dial. Just tell her.
Tell her.
I lost your number, shout it.
I lost your number, shout it.
Where you take me? I know you are.
Wow. Die, you still
yo.
On the air.
Bam.
Yo, die.
Yo, that's my theme song right there. That's it. Yo, listen, man, you just saved like at least five of my relationships.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Bam, oh, man.
Oh,
you
mean
just
think about it.
Mike, you going a long way, fam. Fam, please do not give up. Do not give up. You're going to be blessed and then some.
Man, you're already blessed. He's already blessed, you understand? He's definitely already blessed.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Mike, let me ask you something.
Yep.
If you had the chance, one person to perform with, who would it be? Just one person.
Just one.
Just
out
one.
Out of all of the people that I could
out
get,
of
you know
all
me?
Of them. Out of me, all of them. I want you to choose just one person.
Just one.
All right, I'll give you two. You want me to give you two? I'll give you two.
Give me two. One of them, believe it or not, man, would be Brandy, man. Like, I grew up listening to Brandy, man, and she's hot. Now, you know, voice is second to none. Everybody know who Brandy is, so that was, like, my childhood crush. I loved her vocals. Even back when her and Monica was, like, well, you know, they had the Boy Is Mine record, and, like, people would tease me because it was like, oh, man, Monica sings better. I'm like, nah, Brandy, you know what I mean? So, Brandy. But now, like, right now, honestly, it would honestly have to go to Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. All right, what made you pick Nicki? You know, that's Nicki Minaj. What made you, you know, because I know she helped, you know, with the keep on grinding. But what made you choose Nicki Minaj?
The reason why I chose Nicki is because Nicki just doesn't perform. Nicki's an entertainer. People, I think, a lot of times get that confused. You know, when she has the different alter egos and, you know, roaming and then, but she acts out her actual, it's like when you watch Nicki Minaj either perform or in a video, she ain't just in the video standing still just singing the song, but it's the actual concept, it's actual art, it's actual creativity behind her records. And I've actually been to a live Nicki show, and she's so energetic, and that's what I love about it, because it's like she keeps me entertained. And that's what I like about it. A lot of artists nowadays, they don't keep me entertained, but it would have to go to Nicki. And not just because she showed me love either. I felt this way before, you know what I'm saying, she even became who she was. So.
Oh, okay. Would you say she's one of the people that influenced you?
No. What I'm saying is she's not only because she is who she is now, but even before she became where she is to the level, to the status of where she is now, I was following her music, her mixtapes, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, she's just dope. And, you know, as far as she had to grow on me, But after I understood, like, where she was going with it, I was like, dang, I feel where you're going. And so what y'all don't know is that's actually in the works. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Oh, all right. Well, we have a caller on the line. Could you send that caller through? Hello? Caller, are you there? Hello? Well, I guess we lost that caller. I don't know what happened to them. But I guess
caller,
we lost
call
that
back.
Caller. So they'll call back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. All right, Mike, you know what I want you to do for me? I want you to give them the address to that 2011 ATL Entertainment Award that you're entering one more time.
Again, the website is ATL, the letter S, hottest, HOTTEST.com. That's ATLshottest.com. Click on vote here, scroll down, click on vote here ballot, click on the ballot. I'm in the fifth category down, best hottest male artist slash performer. Man, vote. Get your mama to vote. Get Bobo, Ray Ray, Shanika, all of them to vote. Hey, let's get it, man. This ain't for me. This ain't
get homie,
for me.
Just get everybody to vote. As long as we get those votes in, you definitely going to have the support for it. Believe me, you're definitely going to have the support for it. You know?
Man, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Did we ever get in touch with that caller on the line? Because I'm being told we have a caller on the line, but they're not saying nothing. Caller, are you there? Hello? Okay, so I'll just stay playing games. See, I want to
unless they got a Boost Mobile. Oh.
Okay, who is that? Hello. Let me find out y'all phone tapping everything.
Exactly. Yo, how you get phone tapped?
You know, I don't know how you get phone taps and all that, but you know what I want to do? This is what I want to do. I want you to take that caller. Take him off the air. That's how we're doing this. Take them off the air. Exactly. We're going to do it like that. You understand?
So, yo, Mike, you know what, I have Mike? A question. I'm sorry, Shot. Yo, Mike,
right,
how you doing, Mike?
Right, God, go with your question.
Yeah, this is Doc Kim. Mike, let me ask you a question. Besides music, I'm saying, like, do you have anything else, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, on the works, as far as, like, anything else?
Besides my music, I'm going to tell you, there's a couple of short film projects that I've been offered to do, and that's actually still in the works. I can't, at this particular time, say too much about them until it's actually fruition, but there is some short film projects that has actually been offered. Always that I'm, you know, contemplating, working on. But for right now, you know what I'm saying, of course, music is what it is. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's, you know, it's a part of me. And like I told God, I don't want to die with all of this music, you know what I'm saying, inside of me. So that's what I'm pretty much focusing on, you know what I mean, right now.
So what are some of the latest shows you got coming up, Mike? What are some of the shows? I know you just came from Miami, right?
Right, yeah, definitely. So, I was actually, just so you know, I was up in New York like a month and a half ago. That's what I was telling you. And had some business I was handling out there with Jive. But as it relates to shows, I know I got a show coming up in Birmingham, Alabama. Shout out to Birmingham. Of course, November the 12th here in Atlanta, Georgia. Then I'll be out in L.A. next month. So, you know, I'm trying to get it.
Oh, it's definitely going to happen for you. It's definitely going to happen for you, believe me. Ain't no question about it. As long as you got that drive and that inspiration going, you're definitely going to go far in this business. Can't nobody question that. You understand?
Man,
only
like,
one who
like
can stop you is you, to be truthful. You're the only one that can stop yourself, you know?
And it's funny that you said that, because when you go back and you listen to the lyrics of GMS, Grown Man Shit, there actually is a line that's in it that says, "Can't nobody stop me, I'm hot, and I'm not going to cool it." You know what I mean? So, I mean, the only person that can stop you is you, but I refuse to let anybody stop me, tell me what I can't do. You know what I mean? It ain't going to happen. I'm going to make it. And not only am I going to make it for me, but I'm going to use this platform, the Lord bless me with it, to bring up other, you know what I'm saying, other artists. I pray that I always stay humble and that none of this ever goes to my head, because just as quick as it came, it can go.
Wow.
Now, who I'm hearing in the background? That's not from you, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
No, no.
Yeah, you got somebody in the background?
No, that's actually my little man. Yeah, I'm trying to quiet
him. Oh, that's
down.
Your little man in the background?
Yeah.
I'm hearing him in the background. I'm like, I know that's not Mike because he was checking earlier and that was going on. You understand? So I'm like, wow, okay.
Shout
but Mike,
out to the little man.
You know, I really want to thank you for joining us tonight. To be truthful with you, you know, for the GQ question, for your time and patience dealing with this first episode of GQ Palace, you understand? I want to apologize to the audience and everything. This is actually our first episode right now. You know, we still got a couple of things. We're going to get together and everything. But, Mike, before you go, is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Definitely, man. I definitely got it. First of all, give a shout out to GQ, man. Y'all, the whole GQ family, man, it's an honor. Thank y'all so much for having me come on the show. Shout out to my Volume family. You know what I mean? The Volume Records, Volume Music Group family. Moto, Sice Money. Shout out to Nicki Minaj again. And if she's listening, which I did text her and ask her to tune in. So I don't know if she, you know, is or not. But Nicki, if you're listening, sweetheart, man, thank you so much for the love and support. To Neo. Man, thank you, man, and Carrie Hillison. Thanks to everybody that shows me love. Follow me on Twitter, again, at Mike J Music, M-I-C, the letter J, Music, Facebook. You know what I mean? I'm down to earth, so I'll always respond if I can. And shout out to Doc Hill, man, and the little man in the background.
The little man in the background, right? He's back there yelling and screaming, you know, like, put me on. It's all good. There's nothing wrong with that at all, you know.
I got to say,
everybody's
shout out to Boss
welcome.
Lady. You hear me?
Oh, Boss Lady? Yeah, she's a beautiful person, yo. And if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have even ever met. You understand? She's part of the GQ Palace family, you know. She's a great inspiration towards this whole team. You know, she did a whole lot in the point of just starting this first episode of the show. You know, but once again, I have to apologize to everybody for the technical difficulty that we have going on right now. But I guarantee you, the second episode, October 28th, everything will be played out exactly how it's supposed to be played. You know, the tracks. I don't know if people heard the static and the tracks and everything that's going on. We're going to get rid of the crank callers because as far as crank calling goes, we don't play those games. You understand? But like I said, Mike, I want you to do it one more time for me. Because like I said, we're going to get those votes going for you, regardless of what it takes. You understand? Tell us about that award, ATL Entertainment Award, one more time before you go.
Again, it's your boy Mike J, the R&B singer. And I need y'all to go to ATL's Hottest. That's ATLShottest.com. And vote for your boy at the 2011 ATL Entertainment Awards hosted by Rodney Perry from The Monique Show. I need y'all votes. Don't just listen to this and not go vote. Please go vote, because if it was y'all would want them votes. You feel me? So
exactly.
I need y'all to vote, and get your mama, your daddy, your dog, your cat, get them to vote. And shout out again to GQ.
Get everybody.
And to all the DJs in New York City, shout out to y'all, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot, a whole lot. And once again, I have to applaud you, you know, for what you've been through and it brought you up to the strong individual adult that you are right now. You know, God bless you in many ways of this music, and I really appreciate you coming on. I really do.
Man, thank you.
Okay,
for
Don,
me on.
No doubt. Okay, Dons and Divas, coming up next, we have two of the hottest pioneers in the building, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, here to tell us what's been going on with them since Due to James. Di, you staying on the line? You still on the line? Well, I guess Di hung up too. So stay right there and don't move. GQ, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
I got them locked so similar to a prison. with my awesome jam that are causing me favoritism. I heard of being chosen, but this beat's the mover, the choreographer causing your funky dope maneuver. I'm your boss rapping, you're the proper hire. For music supplements, the funky drum is your supplier. Me, when on the hip hop, I'll make you get down and do the jam. Girls, I am a shining. You two the super lovers who clap to my funky rhyming. Lovers what I'm called, cause my love girls only tell it. Calente is my name, but then I really seldom tell it. Just because it's funky don't mean you can't get it. While everybody's doing it, surely you will be with it. Cause I'm rocking the hip hop to make it get down for Duda James. Girls, get off it. You're starving, I'm your meal, so come down with a blizzard. What is it, a blizzard? Now, do y'all want me to come visit? Let me take it easy with girls, I can't romance them. Cause me, they hope for ransom, and simply cause I am handsome. Living off my looks, I abuse it, cause they refuse it. Appearance not the only thing kicking, so is my music. Kicking both the technique don't come from the Shaolin Temple. Funky beats in my dope and rhyming make it so simple. I'm your entertainer, causing you to get down, so do the James. Baby, I'm a quicker picker-upper. And why I like the microphone ain't nothing in particular. Love is what I like, and to rap is extracurricular. Truth, you know my super rap group, so don't you lie. When it comes to rocking something fierce, do I. When it comes to girls, I'll attract them like a magnet. You want a piece, I get majority, you get the fragment. Girls just love me so conceited, I can tell they all excited from my music. Plus, they might be overwhelmed at the fact I'm handsome. But you and so fly, I'm not slurring, I'm preferring to me, myself, and I'm your entertainer, causing you to get down for you to change.
Welcome back to GQ Palace, and with me right now I have the one, the only Super Lover C. C, are you there?
I'm here, brother. What's going on, my man?
Yo, thanks a lot for joining me tonight. I know you're a busy man. I know you got things going on. Right now we're getting in touch with Casanova Rudd. He explained the situation, so, you know, we're getting in touch with him. You understand? But for now, let's find out what's been going on with Super Lover C. What's been going on with you?
Well, Super Lover C, still, of course, is in the game, doing my thing behind the scenes, man. You know, pretty much I'm out here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Actually run a recording studio here in Charlotte. So I still engineer for a lot of the up-and-coming artists. In addition to that, you know, of course, taking care of the family and doing the big boy grown-up thing. As I also working in developing a website. It's called indieprojects.com. Yeah, it's for the independent artists as well.
What's the name of that site, too? Yeah, what's that?
Oh, all right. There we go. Casanova Rudd. There we go.
Okay.
What's going on, Casanova?
What's poppin', my dude? Yeah, yeah. Did you say that website again, my dude, Soup? What you said?
Bro, let's go.
You gotta say that one more time. You said Indie Projects what?
IndieProjects.com.
Yes, sir.
IndieProjects.com. You know you can go there right now and see that new Casanova rug.
Yeah, I always interrupt Sue for years. Ever since we was in the hotel rooms, he was in there smashing stuff. Yo, Sue, what's good? What's up? I've been doing this for years, yeah.
I feel you. That's good. Y'all still got that connection going on.
You know, yo, thanks for having me on, too, man. I'm glad I was able to make it.
No doubt, yo. It's all love. I'm glad y'all could, you know, come down and, you know, take that time out to join me. You know, and it's good, you know, that y'all still connected after all these years, because y'all knew me when I was like a little tot, man. I was there when I first did the Duda James, remember?
No doubt. No
when I
doubt.
Brought it up the block and did Duda James. You understand? But, you know, Super Lover, just explain what's going on with him. What's going on with you right now, Casanova?
Well, you know, right now I'm working on a whole lot of music. I got about 20 joints that's available for download on SoundCloud, the SoundCloud.com. Just go right to there, SoundCloud.com, Casanova Rudd. You can check out all of the latest stuff I've been doing. I'm doing a mixtape. I'm working with some artists, some young cats. The organization is called Success Club, and it's a bunch of entrepreneurs that came together, and they all network in politics when it's time to do business. So I'm rolling with these cats, and then me and Soup were working on the retro album for Super Love to Seeing Casanova Rudd, and we're also working on his album at the same time. So we got multiple projects, Bobby.
Oh, all right. So as of now, y'all still doing material together?
Well, right now, we just exchanging beats and ideas, you know what I'm saying? Actually, I just really got back into recording, you know, my stuff, because I've been, you know, I do audio engineering and, you know, working in the studio as well, just like Soup does. But, you know, I just got tired of what I was hearing on the radio, and I just started to write some my own stuff. And then, you know, I actually was writing for a couple of other cats, and I was spitting it, and they said, yo, Russ, that sounds kind of ill. You need to put that out yourself. I said, I don't know if they're ready for some 40-year-old rappers, man, but I don't feel 40 years old, and I don't look 40-year-old. So, you know, I'm going with it, you know. I still got it, you know what I mean?
If you still got that talent and everything, it's all good. You know, I have another call on the line. Who I have on the line right now?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
Oh, it's Da. Da, you came back to join us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know I had to speak to C and my man Rudd. They fired up your mother. I was a little Rudd. It was good. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all was taking my money back in the day. Yo,
what money? We ain't get too much of that either, man. What are you talking about?
Yo, listen, yo, fellas. I know, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm a little older now. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
Oh, fellas, man.
Let me tell you something, man. Yo, the song, Do the James Kid, is I throw parties. You know what I'm saying? And every party I throw, necessarily, that song pops up. Like, that's like one of the, like, number one requests of all time. I mean, yeah, it's a classic. That's a classic. That's like one of them songs that you could basically, you know what I'm saying, do tours with. That's what I want to ask you. Are y'all actually trying to do a tour? I guarantee if y'all could do that song, period, they're going to have a sellout crowd.
Well, we've been trying. We've been throwing some stuff in the air. Yeah, it's okay. My bad.
Well, what should be expected is, you know, we've been talking about actually doing a new video for Do the James, not really changing anything, but just redoing the video and bringing that thing back alive, because we know it's a well-requested song, and we appreciate everybody's, you know, love with that. That's our baby. That was our first joint, and we're definitely trying to bring that back.
Yeah, because you know, Red Alert, Mr. C, love you. Mr. C, love you. Let me tell you something. That's like one of the songs, baby. You listen, 12 o'clock noon, boom, it's popped up. That's like one of the first songs that always pop up. Do the James.
Yeah,
and I was thinking, you know, how Rob Basin, you know what I'm saying, how they still touring right now with that song. Y'all need to actually get back together, man, and get that.
They're all together. You know, they still together. That's why they still keep in touch. So let me ask y'all both something. Now, each one of y'all, do y'all consider yourself to be an MC or a rapper?
Well, this Casanova Rudd speaking. I'm going to let Soup speak for himself. But for me, I'm a combination of both. Because I think a rapper is like a dude that formulates words, and an MC is someone who moves the crowd. So I do both of those things. You dig?
Oh, okay. See, how you feel about that question?
Same thing. You know, I think I'm a little bit of both. You know, rapper nowadays, you know, it's kind of broad now. You know what I'm saying? So I do like to say that, you know, I'm hip-hop. It's a little different than
exactly.
Just a rap. Right.
And you know what's ironic is, if I may interrupt you for a minute, too, is that, you know, as your years go by, you start to hone your craft. Even though we haven't been, like, publicly, like, acknowledged or like, relevant to these times, we still do stuff, you know what I mean? So as we hone our craft, we become actually artists, you know what I mean? Because a rapper is someone that's just starting off, he's putting words and rhymes together. Then you got to formulate these words and make songs, and they have some meaning to the songs. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these dudes don't have meaning. All they do is talk about popping bottles or doing such and such like that. You got to be able to talk about more things than just one thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Let me ask y'all something. A general question. Do y'all have any type of animosity towards the new generation of hip-hop dealing with the funds that they're getting now compared to what y'all was getting back then?
Oh, no, not at all. Actually, that's just the nature of the game. Everything evolves to something different. So now, you know, every day, you know, I'm in with different artists working, you know, on different songs, and I can't have animosity because how am I going to work unbiased, you know what I'm saying, with animosity against the new generation that's coming in. But I make no mistake when we say the difference between rappers and hip-hop, not really showing animosity, but Rudd made a valid point that, you know, we can drink, you can talk about partying and popping bottles without substance, but it's become the normal. And then you have a lot of, you know, good rappers out there or new hip-hop artists that do bring that hip-hop to the stage. So it's not animosity at all. It's just respect for
okay.
And what I know, you know, what I noticed now, the technology changed the game, you know what I mean? So the internet made everybody's stuff available for everyone to get, you know what I mean? Back in the days when we just had record companies, and the only way that you could get a record or hear something on the radio, I mean, hear a song is to hear it on the radio. Now, you know, you got instant access to anything, you know what I'm saying? And right now, the thing that's wrong is the quality control part of it and the artist development. Everybody has access to a computer. You don't even need a studio no more because everybody has computers in their crib to do all this stuff. You don't even need an engineer anymore. So everybody has access to all this technology. They're throwing stuff out quick. There's no really thinking behind it. They just want some little catchy tune, a little catchy beat, and there's really no substance. They really need to make sure that the craft of hip-hop isn't lost and all this glory trying to make money and trying to do things fast. You really have to sit back and think about what you're talking about because all our kids are listening to a lot of the stuff we're doing, you know what I mean? And we have to be really careful, and it's available to them more than anybody else.
Yeah, because a lot of people feel, you know, that's why the new generation is the way they is now because of all these new videos that's out and the way the little girls is dancing right now and everything, you know, the pants sagging, you know. I don't understand the fact of, you know, I'm trying to figure out where the hip-hop actually changed into that mold for
right.
The pants to be sagging, the freaky dancing, and you understand what I mean?
So no,
it's
I understand.
Everybody got their own, you know, persona about how they do things. But Super Lover, let me ask you something. Rudd, he already explained he's doing his solo, which we have two tracks from Casanova Rudd that we are going to play. Right after you answer this question for me, do you have any solo projects that you're in the process of doing right now?
I'm actually always working on something. As far as the projects, and Casanova Rudd and I discussed this already, that once I finish with the website, because the website hasn't launched yet, it's going to launch actually beginning of the first of November. And it'll grow from there. But basically, I have a lot of artists that's involved with it. It's a lot of work. I actually work on the website myself. So it's one of those things that, you know, development takes a little bit of time. But once that's done, then I will start working on the project. Rudd and I has the retro album project coming out and expect some video projects. You guys have a lot of things that you should expect coming up really soon.
All right. And you know what? We're going to be looking for it, too. You know, I'm definitely going to be looking for it. And I want an exclusive. I want an exclusive of it. But right now, We're going to play that track by Casanova Rudd called Old School, New School, and we'll be right back with Super Love Machine Casanova Rudd after this. GQ, baby.
I'm not old, now my number's just high. I feel young, shorty say I'm so fly. My, sleeping on me like pajama. I turn a slumber party to a Mardi Gras. Ain't nothing changed, still Casanova. Still a star blowing up like supernova. I break you down like molecular. Know you hate and see it coming like binocular. I steal your lady like a burglar and gas her with my vernacular. My pipe game, plumber. Be tossing that ass like a juggler. And she'll be going down like elevator. Be harder to get her back than Viagra. My swagger, spectacular. And you can count on that like calculator.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go. Old school, new school, you need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go.
They got a lot to say like a talk show. Time to give a little taste, promo. I'm top billing, you a no-show. I'm worldwide, why you making hood demo? You better phone in line like dominoes. Before I lose it all, casino. Que paso, yo, you so-so. You don't really want no problemo. I swell your chin, Jay Leno. Fuck around and get whacked, Soprano. I blow your brain, no homo. And leave you in the ground, pothole. Hating niggas just like Popo. Matter of fact, you worse than Gustavo. And like a red light, you need to stop, yo. Before you end up shit creep with no paddle.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go. Old school, new school, you need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Yeah, old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go.
I've been a pioneer since the 80s. Breakdance, DJ Graffiti. So I don't care what you say. Like Sarah Palin and the Tea Party. So kill the beat, Kobe. And when I ball, I'm in the zone, like all day. You can challenge me like a replay. You'll find out I run shit, relay. Keep telling you like a delay. You see me blowing, man, like bad hair day. They check for me like a payday. And when it comes to beats, man, I don't play. I lay it down, missionary. With 16s like a slut, nasty. I do it quick like a short stay. And like Sunday, Monet, easy.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go. Old school, new school, you need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go.
Because I know you were producing
tracks. Yeah, that's on me. Production, writing, and engineering, everything is on me right there.
Oh, all right. Let me ask y'all something, you know. I know back then y'all had an engineer that, you know, was murdered.
Now, he was more than an engineer. He was more. He was like a brother. You talk about Paul C. McCaffrey.
I apologize, y'all brother. Do you feel that interfered with your music career?
Well, definitely. I don't know if Soup want to answer that, but it definitely affected it to me, for sure.
Soup, how you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, it made an impact on the music career, of course.
Because, you know, we were kind of blacklisted for a little while. They thought that we had something to do with it, and our record company didn't want to have anything to do with us in regards to that situation. They dropped us, and a lot of, you know, we kind of lost a lot of our backing that was following us at that time. And, you know, eventually, you know, the truth came out. But after so much time go by, you know, things, you know, can't be reversed, you know?
Yeah, that's true, too, you know. I mean, certain situations happen, certain things occur. You know, I do give my condolences, regardless of how long it was. You know, may you rest in peace, you understand? And I know it affected y'all in a way, you know, due to the music industry and everything.
It wasn't just about music with us with him. You know, he was like he was actually our partner, because we actually formed a production company at that time called CPR. C for Super Lover C, P for Paul, and R for Rudd. And you know, that was on slate, right? That was on deck, ready to go. You know, it was unfortunate that, you know, he was murdered. But, you know, he was a major influence definitely on me and my production style and my engineering style. And he showed us how to record and how to do, you know, production the right way, how to go about it. And, you know, I only learned about 30% of what I know from him. You know what I mean? I wish I could have had, you know, the opportunity to be around him, you know, for much more longer time. But, you know, it was unfortunate.
You know, that's definitely true.
What you say?
That's how it continues, because we're still doing that today. You know what I mean? We're still engineering all the things that we've learned. You know what I'm saying? So,
panning to the left and panning to the right and compress this and limit that. Yeah, we got all the tricks. I know all the tricks from that, definitely, for sure.
We got it all from Paul P, but you know what? We're still using it today. So, you know what I'm saying? He lives on within us, man. We're still doing it.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's definitely looking over y'all, you know. And regardless of the fact, I know he's still, you know, he's happy that y'all still doing what y'all do in the music industry and ain't letting nobody stop y'all.
And just to let your fans know, I'm sorry to interrupt you, he worked with Rakim, he worked with Biz Markie, he worked with Ultra Magnetic, he worked with Lars Professor. I mean, countless people came through the studio. The studio was called 1212 Studios. It was out in Jamaica, Queens on Archer Boulevard. And it used to be called the Music Building, and I forgot what floor. I think it was the third or fourth floor. And a lot of famous people that's in the game still to this day came through there, yo, definitely. And he was a major influence on all those people.
Most definitely.
Wow. But, you know, we're running out of time. But what I really want to do, you know, I know it's kind of fast, but I do want to play this other track by you, Rudd.
Okay. Because
that track is fire, too. Old Scholar.
I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? What influenced you to write that? You know, where did you get that title from? What did that title actually mean?
Well, you know, it's self-explanatory. You know, I'm from the old school. I learned all the tricks and other trades. You know what I'm saying? I'm still here to this day. I'm not like lost by the wayside. I'm here. I'm relevant, and I'm the old scholar.
I feel you. So what we're gonna do right now is we're gonna take you into that track, GQ Palace, John Zadiva. This is Casanova Rudd, Old Scholar.
Appreciate it.
No doubt.
I'm not old, now my number's just high. I feel young, shorty say I'm so fly. My, sleeping on me like pajama. I turn a slumber party to a Mardi Gras. Ain't nothing changed, still Casanova. Still a star blowing up like supernova. I break you down like molecular. Know you hating, see it coming like binocular. I steal your lady like a burglar and gas her with my vernacular. My pipe game, plumber. Be tossing that ass like a juggler. And you'll be going down like elevator. Be harder to get her back than Viagra. My swagger, spectacular. And you can count on that like calculator.
Old school, new school, need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo. Old school, new school, need to learn though. Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go. Old school, new school, you need to learn, yo. I'm old school, you new school, you need to learn, yo.
Old school, new school, need to learn,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, you better know where you come from before you go.
They got a lot to say. Oh, y'all gonna move to this one, yo.
All right, I have to apologize on that track. What, you there? Hello? Hello? Rudd, are you there? All right, well, you know what? We're going to end this show short tonight because we had some technical difficulties going on. I still want to thank everybody for coming in, you know, tuning in to the show. I do apologize for everything. And once again, this is GQ Palace. We out. GQ, baby.
Why you mad, dog? Cause my chain is icy. That's one reason why the game don't like me. Cause I hop south front. Why you chilling with Vicey? Why that I'm pop boots be played? Control first, they call me heavyweight, man, I'm in the case, better gon' give me space, call me bluff, I let you clap first, huh? Never been hit, but you could tell me it's bluff turn, yeah, you could throw dirt, mine's just real, yeah. Call you BBQ, you like the grill, dancing parties, not the type to kill, get homesick, talking, you get time and jail, yeah.
We in the big thing, 10th game, we switch lanes, and them hot things, crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game.
Ball out, and we like to switch cars. Switch chicks, switch phones, we like to switch bras. Who you know that's hard as us? If you wanna ride slow through your hood like a garbage truck. My team hard to trust, cause you know it's money first. First money, getting money on the first. My flow dope, and I ain't talking about the stuff you do, man. I'm talking about that crack that I spit up in the booth. And I don't know you, dude. Don't try to play me. I throw bodies in the air like humans do frisbee. Fools used to tell me that I'm a problem with more heat but blackouts like J Lo's album. I'ma show you how I'ma get you now, like 50. Then after that, put slugs in your 5950. You must be silly if you think you messing with why. I ain't talking scrapping when I say I'ma shoot five. You saw first with the nine behind me. I like to grind, just like Jamaican party.
We in a big thing, pimp game. We switch lanes in them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame. It's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame. That a pop thing. Lay it down. That's the game. We in a big thing, pimp game. We switch lanes in them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame. It's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame. That a pop